Welcome to Kiara Nation. We're a variety show, vlog, with independent opinions. A podcast for adults to speak freely and frankly about sexuality, gender, politics, spirituality, and human rights, and how they intersect with history and the world today. Our mission is to advocate for responsible and consensual dialogue rather than violence, bigotry, blame, and discrimination. Fans and listeners, the nation, our guests and guest co-hosts, and even our naysayers are part of the chat, clearing up sexual stigmas, including myths of marginalized groups such as LGBTQA, sex workers, adult entertainers, and the spiritual, with a mix of in-depth research, compassion, humor, and no-holds-barred dialogue about what we want to see in the future.
Hi. Welcome back to Kiara Nation podcast and show, where I usually, at the beginning, I thought it was important for me to have guests on the show. Let me tell you guys what started me doing this. The gentleman's name is Damien, and he thought that perhaps I could do a podcast because he liked what I had to say. And that's how this began. But before that, before having something to say, I went through an amazing amount of trauma, abuse, to get to this point. I got to the point where I couldn't even hear my own voice. I didn't want to hear my own voice. I was afraid of my own voice. I was afraid of the air. I was afraid of the wind, which is the same thing. And afraid. I wouldn't even talk on the phone. That's how bad it was. That's how bad the trauma had gotten. So, to add insult to injury, I met this guy, and he was more abusive. And this is right after I got over the whole being molested, being raped thing. Where I got a hold of myself and a hold of my being, and I was like, I'm not these people, and I can't allow these people to make me this way, and I'm not going to keep harming myself for something someone else did to me, or something I did as a child with other children, exploring ourselves, which is why I got so deep into studying sexuality, because the biggest thing for me and things that I felt most horrible about is that after, when I was four, got being molested, traveling around and playing around with other kids. And because, as you guys know by now, I come from a very strict mother who's a reverend, and sexuality is not part of the Christian faith, not in the way that I do it, I don't think there's any sexuality, because I have absolutely no qualms with sexuality. Not that they're the same, but it's pretty much kind of like if I fart, okay, maybe it's a little embarrassing, but it's what people do. They fart, they pass gas. If they pee, if you pee on yourself, it's probably embarrassing, but nobody says, I need to pee. And everybody's like, oh gosh, it needs to pee. Oh fuck, goddamn fucking, oh you fucking pissy slut, you. You know, nobody says that. And that's how you guys look when you guys are doing that about sexuality. That's exactly how you look. That's how my mom looks. I love you, Mom, but oh my god, I've never seen anybody get so bent up about sexuality, and you have like hella kids, lots of kids. And that's not disrespectful. That's something that people need to do, is to be able to talk to each other about not just sexuality, but sexuality in general. Like, talk about anything else. It shouldn't be this stigma and this thing that is gloomed over women as a stamp, or still the mark, that adulterous mark, that I forget. the that mark, that brand they used to brand when you guys know what I'm talking about. It's well, as you know, also I have a lot to do, so there's a lot in my mind. But this is so that I complete and I that I stay disciplined to be able to speak to you on the podcast, and I'm trying to do it weekly because I've missed so many weeks due to the blacklisting I've received from the sex industry or certain people in the adult sex industry. I've made it a point, I guess I must have offended somebody, or maybe because I said that even the enemy, whoever they may be, you cannot tell them to shut up, because you can't. All this totalitarianism on the planet is stupid. You have to decide within yourself that it's okay for you to speak. It's okay for you to have an opinion. It's okay for you to express yourself. But just as it is okay with you to do that, it's okay for the other person. Even if they're saying what they're, you may not like what they're saying, as long as they're not beating your ass and they're just verbalizing this or writing it, you can't stop them, because then you're just doing the whole chain of... Sorry about that. This OnlyFans just sent me something. I'm trying to stop this from doing anything. I'm putting it on airplane mode. There we go. So as I was saying, that's something you need to come within yourself. It takes some work, but a lot of people aren't doing inner work, period. And they're just, especially on the internet, they're not even trying to be right about it. They're not even trying to uphold the Constitution about it. They're being totalitarians running around. But the thing is, behind your back. I come from a place where I do face-to-face, where I do video-to-face, where I do ear, mouth-to-ear. I don't do texting that much. You don't hear tone. And when I do it, it's just stupid. Especially when you're talking about serious matters. I mean, this texting generation, the stuff, this 1800s the telegraphy, it's ridiculous. You can't hear tone with that. And then things can get really bungled up. The media, that's another thing. Media hypes up so much racial inequality bullshit that you got one side who's poor and all they got is skin color. They're talking about privilege, but they ain't got shit. And then you got this group here talking about colors and colored and black and all this other shit. You're one human race. Yes, there is a certain privilege over here that one gets because of a system, a hateful system. But on the other hand, all wonderful things, all things that are fun, all things that are great, don't come from this place of conformity, formality, and hypocrisy, which is over here too. Hypocrisy is over here too. But it's on a higher level over here. Or wannabe. People out there damning the white, blah, 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 but deep down inside, are begging, oh, like me, whitey, like me, master, master, love me. And those are the things I talk about, yes. I've been raised around both. My stepfather was Scottish, Irish, American, with a family that wasn't too keen on my mom. He wasn't too keen on my mom. I don't understand why he married her. Because he wasn't very nice. He had a nasty little yuck mouth. But he also had his nice side. So I'm not here to fucking degrade people and make myself look higher or whatever, because I ain't shit. I'm evil as fuck. But you know something? I know I'm evil, so I tame that shit. I find an outlet for that little evil bitch. And she has her little slaves. You know? I've done so much soul searching and so much self searching to be able to come to you here, this confident human being that doesn't need money to be confident, that doesn't need a bunch of people to be confident, that can be confident within herself, in herself, by herself, and has been. I come to you now, telling you about myself and how this started. Little by little, people just, I think one point is my own fault, because I sent out a video, it's called Comes Naturally, and I sent it out to my guests because I was under the impression that they were sexually comfortable. So I'm just like, what do you guys think of this? I need to hear some feedback, because they're so diverse and so forth. And I got some feedback, and then I got some something weird. Some not talking to you so much, but the misunderstanding got fixed, I think. I'm trying to think of reasons why someone would blacklist me and not tell me. When I am upset with anyone, or you, or anyone, you audience, I can come up and say, you guys don't write comments. You guys just write me in secret. Still do. But that's your choice. All I'm doing with this is finding a place to vent, one, finding a place to be able to say what I am inspired to write sometimes and what I'm inspired to say about human sexuality and how it can either bring peace to the world, or it can bring great self-loathing, as it is right now. Because so many people are walking around thinking that what they're feeling is wrong. If you walk around feeling all these feelings that you're having, and no one's explained to you these feelings, no one's told you it's okay to have those feelings, and then you have to go search for some professional, and I'm not putting down any professional. All I'm saying is that these professionals share a lot of the indoctrination and the stigma that sex carries. They don't study it or practice it or experience it in its totality, but do have a lot of research. Research that can be made, because everyone else, that's the thing about conformity. If you've got everybody thinking the same, then you can control them better. So therefore, they can help you, but who's going to help them, and who's going to help, you know, who's going to help them? I can tell them through experience, and they can give me clinical, because I know very little of the clinical as far as the conformity is concerned, because I've thrown that to the side. I just don't go there. I just don't go into the whole indoctrination against sex. This indoctrination against sex has made a mess of people. So has the erasure of people's cultures, their identities, genderism, and sexism. And I'm not talking just male, female. I'm talking about trans. I'm talking about, I'm going to say the whole, the initial thing, LGBTQA, all that. I'm bisexual, by the way, so don't get on your high horse and start talking about, oh, she can't even remember the... No, sometimes I can't even remember my name, and that's honest. They'd be like, hey, so what's your name? And then I'm like, who am I right now? And right now I'm Kiara. And I'm all of myself. So basically, I've taken a lot of, I have done my own research. I have done my own study, my own experience. And so I've come to a lot of conclusions about the world, me in the world, my kind of person in the world, versus all this conformity. That's why I have very few friends, because once I find like minds, oh my God, I will not let you go. And sometimes I find like minds and they end up being not like minds. They're just trying to find themselves in a very bad way. So basically, I got on here today to do my weekly thing. It was going to be on OnlyFans, but I don't give a shit. They sent me this thing saying that they're changing their policy, and then I guess I'm gonna have to pull down my sexually explicit content, because they built themselves on the backs of sex workers and adult entertainers. A sex worker to me is a little more, and I owe Carol some money, is a little more personal, one-on-oneness, whereas adult entertainer, it's a wider audience, and it's done through the camera. So that's why I put the two, I don't clump the two. They're doing the same thing. They're still working in the line of sex. Just as adult entertainers are like dancers and people that do video and so forth. But they're still sex workers. I don't know. I'm not going to identify to other people. I'm both. Anyways, all these platforms have done that. At first they accept something, once they go mainstream and they've gotten all the money that they need to get, then they want to kick somebody off. They want to, you know, they want to act like you're just so disgusting. That makes no sense to me. I suggest you guys go to Lips Social. It's a very good platform. It's all inclusive. So going back to this whole blacklisting thing, I'd like to ask those people who are blacklisting me or whoever started this shit, why can't you just be a face-to-face person or face-to-face people and talk to me about your feelings? Why do you need to come from the side, from the back, but never here, never right here? That's how I do things. If you don't like what I'm saying, then just comment about it. But no, you don't want to comment about it, because then people might get to, and then I might get views and stuff. And then, this is so stupid. I'm going to tell you something else. No weapon in hell. And believe me, I know hell. I fuck the devil every once in a while. Every 6 months, I go to the hell and I fuck the shit out of the devil. And he likes it. So I've tamed hell. This weak shit doesn't do anything. But you know what upsets me? When this weak shit bleeds into my friends with their little podcast or their little... I'm not demeaning it. I just thought about it. I shouldn't have said that. But with their... Because I got a little podcast. I got a little thing too. So, God. I've never been this... cautious about what the fuck I say in my life. Anyways, let me get back to it. It's bleeding into my friends' stuff. These are innocent people. They don't may or may not share my opinion. But now you got them canceling because she's my friend, or the person's my friend, and I happen to speak to someone else, and then you tell them, don't get on the show. Because I know that's what you guys are doing. But you can't talk to me face to face. That's weak. It's very weak. That's absolutely very, very weak. You need to be stronger than that. You need not use soldiers who are unwilling participants in your army of bullshitness. Vulnerable people who are finding themselves and building themselves up to come attack me, because I come equipped with very knowledgeable people who can take a beating and keep on coming and can speak their minds and keep on giving it to you and still be open and loving enough to embrace you and love you. But they will never go behind your back. That's my army. My other army is the celestial angels and everything that source, omnipresence. That's who's got my back. I don't need you. I don't need guests who will allow themselves to do that. And I don't need guests who are so emotionally crippled or traumatized that they will just go with the whoever's leading them because they don't have enough force yet to just unleash who they truly are, that powerful person they are inside. That's how come your tactics are weak. Okay? I was going to say something about OnlyFans, but you know what? Government probably came in too and forced them to do that. What needs to be done is people need to go inside themselves and stand up for something and stop making everything about money, because money's great and money's wonderful, but it's not the end all to everything. But then again, you are a creator. You created OnlyFans, and that is your choice. That's your thing. That's your whatever. But it's unfortunate that you're weak. Weak-minded and weak in heart. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you're very strong, and this is what you had planned the whole time. And you make your means by crushing people. And that's weak. Sorry, that is. That's weak. That's weak. You're going... It's like the client that thinks he's so much better or she's so much better than a sex worker. Because basically, you're paying or you're fraternizing with someone that you see, you think is beneath you. You're even paying them. You're paying something beneath you to be with you. What does that say about you? Think about that. And I hope that all of this made sense, because I didn't write down anything and I'm just talking. I don't usually write down, but I put something down so that I'm not all over the place. Because I think a lot. I mean, I have lots of thoughts, and I'm working on myself to be better focused and to be able to sit down and write and not see shiny things and go after them. Yeah, I think that's all for now. That's all I wanted to say. And I hope that you understood what I said. Because to me right now, trying to remember what I just said, it's not happening. I'm having an issue. I think there's a lot more I want to say. And maybe throughout the week, I'll just keep recording and putting it up on the podcast and on YouTube and on my website. And that's it. Oh, and for you fans and followers and likers, I'm going to set up a members-only page on KiaraNation.com, CookingWithCleavage.com, and Kiara.com. And I think I'm going to make it maybe $5.99. And then you can go in there and you can see all my explicit stuff. That way I don't have to ever worry about being on somebody else's platform, them using me or using people like me, and then going somewhere else. I'm also on Lips sometimes. Lips Social. Yeah. All right, you have a beautiful, blessed, wonderful day. And remember, try to work inside. Work from the inside out. Stop being mad at people for being who they are. Allow people to express themselves. There's no need to get angry because that's coming from them. I don't understand how something, whatever somebody else thinks of you, why it's so much more important than what you think of you. You know what's right. You know what you're fighting for. And sometimes it's best to let people just speak their minds and say what they mean. Then you understand how stupid they are or how not stupid they are. You know? It's a crazy world and stuff. And when you don't have a balance within yourself and you're not in harmony with yourself, you're going to find fault in everybody else and in everything they do. And you're going to go out of your way to try to destroy something you have no power destroying, unless you're a murderer. So I'm going to continue going on with my show. I'm going to continue cooking with my cleavage. I'm going to remove my stuff off of OnlyFans. I'm going to make my members only page where you can go see all my naughtiness. My naughtiness is very organized, though. There's always a story I'm telling. It's very, I don't know, it's very creative. I spend a lot of time on my videos. I don't just boom, boom, boom. Every day you're not going to get something from me. You'll get it every other day or every 3 days or sometimes every week. There's no schedule to it. I live in creativity. There is no time. So when you're creating, it's best to not be competing, not be in a race, not be in a hurry, because creation does all kinds of things. It's a song and dance. You know what? It's a song and dance, just like the nebula and all the space. Space is constantly creating, and it's creating, and it goes, you know, it just moves around. And then the tunes come in. Here comes one. Here comes something else. And the other one comes. Uh-huh. But all these things are their own entities, their own energy, and they move at their own speed. Pace, so you can't force it, you know? So that's it, and that's all. And those same energies could be, because there's no real negativity and no real positivity. All things can be transformed. So everything that's happening to me right now is pushing me towards doing something else, going in another direction, in order to get my vision manifested into a reality, you know? So I think that's it for now. I thank you so much for joining me, and I will let you know when that page will be up. In the meantime, I love you. I love you, sabotager people. I hope you find love and kindness and ugliness and all that ugliness, that you find an outlet for it that doesn't hurt other people, and that you find the courage inside to be able to tell a person through their face what you're bothered with. And when we all start practicing this, I really think we're going to have a much better open society, because an open society is able to speak on different areas of things, are able to have a discussion, even if it's a little heated, and still be able to be friendly and take the things that hit the nerve are truths. Things that hit your nerve are truths that perhaps maybe you need to look into. Because I have many of those moments, and think omnipresence, God, God, God is thou, and I am that I am. That I'm able to captivate and see this, and I'm not coming from a place of pain, but a place of understanding, not a place of tolerance, because tolerance breaks, but a place of understanding. If I have the understanding that a bank card goes in my wallet, not the crack of my ass, then I'm always going to be able to use this. I might still be able to use it, taking it out of the crack of my ass, but I'm not like the smell. I have that understanding. That was a horrible example. But, oh, here's another example. See this brush? I have an understanding that I can well brush my hair with it. Not hammer this oil with it because it will break. I do have an understanding that if I unscrew this, I'll be able to put this paradise oil on my body and smell so delicious and so beautiful. God, that smells wonderful. It's called paradise. Okay. That's the understanding. Tolerance. Let me show you another example of tolerance. This may be able to tolerate this candy on top of it, but at some point that candy will break. You can tolerate something, right? This is tolerance. That is tolerance, though. This is tolerance. This is tolerance, and this brush is going to tolerate it until it's time for me to use it. There was no understanding that this candy, this grass-fed milk candy, needed to be on the table, and it would stay there as long as I don't move it. And that the brush didn't need to tolerate that, because there's a time and a place for everything. And then even for people. You can't sit up there and say, oh, I'm going to tolerate that fucking white son of a bitch. Oh, I'm going to tolerate that black son of a bitch. I'm going to tolerate that white son of a bitch. That green son of a bitch. That Asian son of a bitch. Do you understand what I'm saying? The yellow son of a bitch. That brown, the other one, the colors. I'm just going to tolerate. What about trying to understand something? Trying to comprehend? Why don't you go outside your comfort zone? And it's not even to make friends. Go to a restaurant where you've never been before. In a neighborhood you've never been before. You know, try some of that. Instead of tolerating something you have no understanding of. You're tolerating things you don't know anything about. You're tolerating a stereotype. You're doing stupid shit. We're so backwards. We're so backwards thought-wise. We're so backwards socially. Because we're so busy being in these fucking comfort zones. And then when anybody shakes up our little comfort zone, we want to attack and destroy them. Then we got the nerve to be talking about criminals in jail. We criminalize each other every fucking day of the week. Okay, that's it for now, I think, because I keep saying that and I keep talking. All right. Ciao. This isn't Cooking with Cleavage, so you know what I was about to do? I was about to go, ooh. But no, this is Kiara Nation podcast, and thank you. Have a wonderful, beautiful day and vlog show. And enjoy your week, month, year, everything. Enjoy your life. And if you have having a problem, actually ask yourself what the problem is. But don't go out trying to destroy people. There's enough of that shit going around. Know thyself. And then you're gonna be okay.
Kiara has a burning passion and love for her work, and has suffered hell in the past, directly related to the status quo's illogical indoctrination of sensual and sex shame. She doesn't believe in this sex degradation and shame and wants to expose the misinformed information and history on the subject. This world is for all. no exception. There is nothing to shame oneself about when it comes to the lifestyles of consenting adults. Committing genocide or starving millions or cohorting with corrupt politicians, rulers, dictators, and big business that creates poverty and suffering. That's shame.